This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this morning I'm talking with local glass artist Harriet Schwarzrock about the Fink Collaborative Jug Project, of which she's part. Good morning, Harriet.
Good morning, Neil.
And I did mention glass because that's what we know you for. Glass doesn't have a big role in this piece, does it?
No, I'd sort of considered how I could bring some glass into the form, but I guess it's more sort of a conceptual approach or using different material.
Yeah,
exciting.
We should talk about the project itself to start with. How did you get involved in this?
Oh, I was so privileged to get a call from Gretel to be part of this in this kind of crazy, strange and distanced time. It's such an incredibly generous proposal that Gretel's putting forward to this group of artists to collaborate with Fink to make some work. And it's been really a lovely highlight within strange times.
Yeah. So there's around about 15 different artists, and you all get a jug or jugs, I guess, to play with to start with. Is that where we're at?
Yes, we Matthew and I are both participating, and we're in this kind of other beautiful scenario where Oscar, our eldest son, is working with Gretel at Fink at the moment. It's been quite lovely to see him in his workplace as well and have interactions with him where he knows more about the process than we do.
Of course.
But Gretel provided us with some blanks to test and experiment with. And it's really interesting to see everybody is different approaches to working with that blank. There's, approach of working on the surface or removing some of the surface, playing differently with the anodizing of the jug. So it was a privilege and terrifying at the same time to work with such an iconic vessel.
Yeah, because while you've played at deep levels working with glass, you probably haven't worked in too many different art forms.
No, I work with metal a little bit in putting some of my work together, but I really have done very little work with aluminium, and I've certainly not done any anodizing before. So I guess the approach that I took was to take the beautiful finished jug, and then I took it to a lathe and I incised and removed material from the surface, and then Gretel and the team have re-anodized it so that there's a difference between the material that was taken away and the original surface of the jug.
Okay, so it's actually a true collaboration in that it's not like you just get a jug and you go and do whatever it is you do with it and then you give it back. It's like the process is a continuous one where you continue to go back and forth.
Yeah, we've spent a bit of time chatting with Gretel or the team, and actually that was really beautiful and valuable for me, having those kind of conversations with Gretel. And I guess I sort of felt a little bit nervous that maybe my approach was a little bit simplistic, but having the conversation with Gretel, it really was lovely to hear Gretel speak about Robbie's approach to using the material as well, and that sort of idea that you can draw and sketch, but it's actually when you've got the material in your hand that there's different responses and different things that happen in the process. So it was lovely to sort of hear that little insight as well.
Yeah. So this is all culminating in an auction towards the end of the month, I understand.
Yes.
How does that all work, dear?
From my understanding, Gretel is organising viewing periods with social distancing where people can come in and see the objects, but the objects are for the period of that weekend. But then the final, I guess, stage is an online auction, so people will be able to view them remotely or in person and then bid on them, I believe, in the Sunday evening, so the last weekend of the month.
Yeah, so hop onto the website and go and check out the viewing times and then ultimately the auction itself. It sounds like a fascinating project, and I look forward to going along myself. I've actually got some viewing tickets already, so I'm plugged into this. Thank you for talking with us today, Harriet.
Thank you. Thanks, Neil.